Kjellmark's Fluva du Taga, the Irish air Come Rest in This Bosom, played by pianist Mark Graff. Dubliner Ann Burnham is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with us. Ann has written about Ireland for the Chicago Times and the Houston Chronicle. I wanted to know, with problems like acid rain, is the world's supply of shamrock in danger?
The Atlantic is a great cleaner of any rain that comes across. You know, by the time it gets to Ireland, I think it's pretty clean.
So there are great fields of shamrock?
Well, it's like a clover. It's like a ground weed that grows among the grass, and you have to separate the grass and find it in between the leaves.
Does it grow here?
I've never seen it here. What they sell in the florists on St. Patrick's Day, which is a very nice green plant with three leaves on it, it's a different species altogether. Shamrock looks like a ground cover, like clover.
Mm. So how do you get it for proper St. Patrick's Day celebrations?
Well, if you're lucky, you'll have somebody in Ireland who will send it to you, and then you'll be authentic. And the men pin it into their hats, into the band of their hats. And you really wouldn't appear on St. Patrick's Day without a piece of shamrock somewhere.
Is it really only found in Ireland? I mean, nowhere else in the world?
I don't know. I should imagine it's found other places, but you don't hear of it anywhere else. I can't imagine that it's not found in England and Scotland and Wales, since the climate is so similar. But you don't hear people talking about it. They talk about clover, and it is different.
And couldn't you transplant some and try to grow it in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'd have to get it by the Department of Agriculture first, and there they have pretty hawk eyes when you're coming in.
But, Anne, nobody would suspect. What sort of a wish would you wish someone on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, in Ireland, you traditionally wish them the blessings of the feast day. So you'd say, La Eile Porrig Fe Vienis Fe Washagut, and that's sort of the blessings of St. Patrick's Day be with you.
Ann Burnham of the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh. Dubliner Ann Burnham is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with us.